Welcome to the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast with Alyssa Dare Nelson, where we blow up the myth that you're meant to be well-rounded and independent. Business is hard, and it's even harder when you have to do it all on your own. It's time to uncover what makes you uniquely awesome, while also giving you actionable insights to fill those gaps of the not-so-awesome. You are perfectly lopsided. Own it. Now let's dive in.
Hey, you guys, it's Alyssa Dare Nelson, and it's been a little while since you've heard from me, and I wanted to check in and check up on how you're doing, as well as kind of share a little bit about where I'm at and the process that I've gone through over the last, especially month here, with territories that we've never been a part of before. No one has ever experienced anything like we're going through economically and business-wise, and it's been hard to know exactly what to say. So I'm here with my producer, my brand new producer, Harry Duran, and we're just going to share a little conversation about kind of where we're at, where I'm at, where you guys are at, and how we get to move forward, because we're going to be picking up production of this podcast and moving forward with it with the intention of being the tide that lifts all ships. That's really, really important to me. And you know, I'm going to share a little bit about why I've stayed silent up until now. So Harry, do you want to say hi? I want people to know who you are, because I'm so excited to have you on the team. And we can even chat a little bit about that. You know, I was doing all the things with the podcast, which is part of the reason that it has fallen off a couple times. And I love podcasting, and I know you love podcasting too. And I finally cried uncle and did what I recommend to all of my clients, which is delegate. But podcast, especially this podcast, has kind of been my baby. And so it's been really hard to give up some control of this. So if that tells you anything, people, Harry is really, really good, which is why I felt comfortable handing over the reins a little bit to Harry. So Harry, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of this conversation.
Yeah, I'm glad we're having it. We're going through some unprecedented times. And yeah. I think as a podcaster, I myself have been podcasting since 2014. It's called Podcast Junkies. It's a bit meta. I interview other podcasters. you can't get more podcast geeky than that. But I've been, interestingly enough, just figuring out what's happening overall as podcasters. Everyone has seen their download numbers drop.
Yeah.
And people are, you know, people's listening habits have changed drastically. There is no commute in the short term for people going to their jobs. There is no more trips to the gym. There's probably not people going to the gym because gyms are closed. So
yeah,
all these places that we would think of that people would naturally consume podcasts are being totally upended. I think podcasters are themselves struggling with what's going on in their lives, in their businesses, in their families. So maybe podcasting hasn't been top of mind. So to what you alluded to earlier, I know there is no perfect answer and there's no perfect way to handle something like this, because this is literally what I think in financial terms, they call it a black swan event, something that's yeah, sort of like unprecedented in terms of the impact it's had on a global scale. So you can't get it wrong, I think, in my opinion. I think what is important is what you're doing here and just communicating to the people who do continue to listen to your show on a regular basis.
Yeah. So thanks for sticking with me, you guys, for, you know, staying subscribed to the podcast. You know, here's the thing is that one of my superpowers is positivity. And it's actually been part of the reason that I've stayed a little bit more quiet, because, you know, with just a quarter turn, with looking at things in a different way and understanding that abundance is everywhere, even in the midst of crisis, I've actually been a little bit nervous to share some of those things, because I didn't want to come across as being insensitive to the real life crisis that many, many people have found themselves in. And you know, a lot of people that listen to this podcast are in service-based businesses, massage therapists and estheticians and other businesses, hairstylists, right, that have been literally mandated it to shut down. And so quite literally, your business has been removed out from underneath you. And I don't want to be insensitive to that. In the same breath, I believe that this is an opportunity for all of us to just take this beautiful pause, this beautiful, just hold your breath for just a moment, and let's rethink how we're going about this. I had in that very first week after things started to shut down, I had a moment. And that moment lasted, I don't know, 2 or 3 days, because I immediately was like, okay, I'm going to get out there. I'm going to start coaching people. I'm just going to give of my brand and give of my time, and that's going to be it. And it was like crickets.
And what people were doing there to that point, Alyssa, is people did not know how to respond. So what the initial response, and all of us as content creators, all of us as business owners, we were just throwing our stuff out there for free as well. And we've talked about this earlier. Like, I don't think that was, and anyway, there's no right answer. And, you know, we can always change how we do things. But I think more than ever, the value that we provide during times like these is something we can't, not discount, but I mean, just that have people think less of, because it's like, oh, I'm trying to take advantage. And it's something that I think a lot of business owners have been struggling with.
Yeah. Well, what was interesting is that isn't actually what got me freaked out. What got me freaked out was that there was no response.
Yeah.
And so for a moment, I was like, oh my gosh, people don't even want to take my coaching for free, which isn't true. And, you know, I've been super blessed that none of my clients have actually dropped off. There have been some that have cut down their coaching, and which is totally understandable. And, you know, I had conversations with every single one of my clients going, how are you doing? You know, can we use this as an opportunity? And I was prepared, emotionally prepared, to have some clients drop off, and I didn't, which was fabulous and a huge blessing. And so that was my freak out, was like, oh my gosh, am I wrong? Is my coaching not actually of any value? And what I had to calm myself down to understand is that no, everyone's just freaking the hell out. Like, people weren't prepared to have a coaching conversation because they were too busy freaking out.
Yeah.
So once I got my head right on that, then it was like, all right, now I want to get out there and I want to share some positivity. I want to share, you know, there's ways that we can leverage this situation. And in the same breath going, yeah, but people are legitimately dying. And people's businesses are being shut down. So, you know, who am I to say, hey, let's take this as an opportunity rather than as something negative? And that's where I really got stuck, and ultimately why I've stayed silent so long. And so I'm sharing that vulnerably with all of you to let you know whatever your response is okay. It's not going to be the response that every single person that you're around it wants to hear. Because you can't be all things for all people. And it was another moment where I had to relearn that lesson and get back behind the mic. And it took a couple of conversations with Harry, actually, to say, Alyssa, you just need to put an episode out there. Because I was scared. I didn't know what the response was going to be on the other side. So, Harry, thank you for being a voice to speak into my world. Yet another reason that I put so much trust in you, because it is time to get out there and restart the good things that create that normalcy for not only listeners, but business owners and everyone else alike.
Yeah, and I think we always want to do this and be sensitive to the environment that we're in right now, the new realities that we find ourselves in. So it's not that we're pretending that everything is just going back to the way it is, but I think there is some sense that people need a consistent voice, or a trusted voice, or a friendly voice, and familiar voice as well when it comes to podcasting, because I think that's what's going to happen. We don't know how long this is going to last, but it's important to say, hey, let's dust ourselves off and figure out how we move forward. And I think everyone is looking for people who can provide a little bit of sanity in these insane times. So I think the best thing to do is acknowledge it and then keep moving forward. And I know that we've got episodes that you've already recorded. So maybe if you want to talk a little bit about what we've got that you've already have in the can that is coming up for future episodes.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. So we are going to release the episodes that have already been recorded, and those were recorded pre-COVID. And so, you know, again, another little bit, it's like, oh, is that going to be tone deaf? But what I want for you guys to listen for is that we can regain a bit of normalcy, right? Like COVID's not going to last forever. And of course, the episodes that we're going to be recording and releasing and recording after those ones that are already in the can, but you know what? They're really good information. So we don't want to waste that. We want to give the visibility to those people who were on the podcast and gave such good, valuable knowledge, but you know, with the understanding that, of course, it was recorded pre-COVID. And then, of course, I think the conversations changed just a little bit once we're recording post-COVID. And I think this a whole experience, just as a side note, I believe is very much like a 9/11. There was before 9/11 and there was afterwards. And my hope is actually that things that we've discovered and developed during this time will stick. Yes, we want to get back out, and I can't wait to go get a haircut. Let me tell you, it's going to be great. By the time that I get to go get a haircut, my spike is going to be like 7 inches long. but of course, and we're all going to be excited to get out and do those normal things, but let's not lose the connection. Let's not lose the intentional effort to reach out and lift other people up. Let's be the tide that lifts all ships. Let's not lose that stuff. Let's make that post-COVID stuff stick. And so my hope is that those are the conversations that we're going to continue to have as we move forward. But yeah, we are going to release those episodes that we recorded before all of this started, because it's all really valuable, really good information. So if you've already subscribed to the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur podcast, you're going to get the alert in your podcast feed the next time we publish a podcast. So just be watching out for that. And if you haven't already subscribed, go to faepodcast.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Stay safe in these crazy times. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you've enjoyed this episode, I'd be honored if you'd leave a review over on iTunes. Every single review means the world to me. To know you're listening and to know you're finding value makes this whole thing worthwhile. And hey, while you're over there, click on subscribe to make sure you're notified of future episodes. Until next time, keep being frickin' awesome.